Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Kof Chof Aleph on Masech Deschulin. Some of the topics we learned about include Alal, this refers either to Martika, the sinew running through the spine and neck, or Basar Shabbat Tasei Sakin, the bits of flesh left on the hide after skinning it. The Gemara discusses Ha'al HaMakunis, whether a Kezias of Alal that was gathered together transmits Tumas Nevela. Patasei Chaya Oisakin, if there is a difference if the flesh was torn off by another animal or is left when he skinned the animal. Hachartim, Hatzaprinayim, Karnayim, which parts of the beak, claws, and horns are considered edible, and metame. Hashechet behemet tmeila oivid kachavim umafrachesis. If one slaughters a non-kosher animal on behalf of a non-Jew, and it is still moving and showing signs of life, whether it is considered food and susceptible to tumah, and like all food, tzarech hechsher mayim mimakam acher, it is only susceptible to tumah if it came in contact with water. Siphon l'tamit tumah chamur, something that will eventually transmit a more severe tumah, such as tumas nevela, does not require hechsher to be susceptible to tumas oichon. Shachet b'shnayim oy reiv shnayim b'dayin hi mefrachesis. If one slaughters both simanim, or the majority of both simanim, of a non-kosher animal, and the animal is still moving, whether yeshna le'ivarm, whether it is considered even menachai. Shachet akum uvo yisrael v'gemara. If a non-Jew did a partial shechita, and a Jew completed the shechita, or the reverse, whether it is a valid shechita.